Blog Talk Radio.
If you're more of a reader than a listener, you can peep our written content at socialdissonance.wordpress.com.
Oh, well, it didn't do the gosh darn thing it was supposed to do. Well, of course not. All right, giving folks a chance to tune in. This should be fast. This should be quick. All right, this episode, Santa Claus Isn't Real, and David Bowie Should Have Been Shot in the Fucking Face 40 Years Ago.
Hard times never ever have been easy. Sometimes all you gotta do is fight. Take time cause I don't want you to leave me. Make time cause I want you in my life. Waiting upon a forest to rise up from the ground. Learning what came before us. Digging right down, down, down. Our pets are feeling.
That's my shit. I've been fucking with that record for some years now. Jesus Christ, I think I downloaded in like late 2012, something like that. It's the Diamond Rings. If you want to find that record yourself, maybe you could look in the YouTubes. The Diamond Rings, You and Me. Yeah, I like that shit. It's a good groove. All right, so all sorts of content. Note, content warning, trigger warning, hardcore shit, fucked up. There are a few more folks on the line than usual, but I'm going to run with the logical assumption that you're listening by telephone, like maybe you put it on speakerphone and you set it down on the coffee table while you organize your Pictionary cards, because you still play Pictionary for some reason. That's you. That's your thing. Maybe you're dusting off your Jenga pieces. I don't know. Maybe that's what you do, right? I don't know. So maybe you're doing that. If you did want to lend your voice, most of you come from the social networks, so you could hit up Feeny Loco or I in the social networks. Feeny Loco is on my 3-day ban account, which is William Joseph Jackson. And then me, I'm on the regular one, William J. Jackson. All right. So let's open this motherfucker up. Santa Claus Isn't Real, and David Bowie Should Have Been Shot in the Fucking Face 40 Years Ago. It's happening again. The fans of a celebrity seem to have misplaced their shit. It was here just a minute ago. Maybe it's on the dresser. Nah. Check that general stuff drawer in the kitchen. Nah. Damn. Is it in the laundry room? Eh, fuck, it's official. Motherfuckers have lost their shit. The shit that has been lost is the key to unlock logical thinking around one David Bowie. And when shit is lost, and in this case for 4 decades, but we finally need it, well, when shit is lost, you start looking in some weird places for that shit. The silliest place that I saw someone look for this shit was in a time machine. This is because time machines don't exist. The person made the attempt of an argument by saying, all of you who were not alive in the 70s and a participant in that culture need to take a deep fucking breath. Well, still a pedophile. This absolute failure of an argument excuses plantation rape of little girls and women, excuses R. Kelly, and really any injustice that happened before the present moment if one feels like applying it. So I'll help you out. Go in the bathroom and look in the mirror. The shit is on your head because you finally pulled it out of your ass. All right, you're in the wine cellar. We need your subscription to the Patreon to push us forward. We are at $119 a month in subscribers. We need $200 a month in subscribers at our next goal to open up our own .com. Imagine you can go to our .com and leave a comment on a post that you know won't be deleted because Facebook is so goddamn fickle and lets anybody report any fucking thing. It's a fucking cartoon, right? Right. All right, let's get to the shit. Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, Father Teresa, the greatest black atheist, Feeny Loco, the uppity negress, Lisa Loco, the white splainer in chief, Rashani Loco, mobs with a single simulcast, Ricky Loco with Americans United again, Ricky Loco was still setting up an RSS feed for the new program, Mean Old Negro Man. Which is me doing a first half sort of like monologue. It's monologue and hip hop. Like basically, I talk and rap for 30 minutes, and then the second half of the program, I bring in a guest. And the first episode is already recorded, mixed down, done, ready to go. It's in the can, and it has Madison Page from Bold Blue Media, Bold Blue Magazine, Go Left America. That's what Madison Page does. She just works, and that's her job. She gets up in the morning and goes to politics, and that's her job, right? And I brought her on the program, and we had a social justice conversation for adults, okay? So you could check that chart out. But Ricky Loco is still getting that RSS feed set up. But he already added me to the Americans United Again website so I can add it, post the episodes myself. That's good pumpkin spice. All right, goddammit. And that's Frick Face. Hanging with the little homie Frick Face got me on that white shit. Like, you know what I fucking accepted an invitation to? Fucking rock climbing. So I'm probably going to die. All right? So that...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh that hard.
That was happening. Now, there is... I made two posts because of the... And folks know that on weekdays, I don't normally make a... I usually do most of my posting in the social networks on the weekends. But I made two today because of this conversation about this David Bowie person, which I've never even heard of this person until this. And I just I went and Googled myself. And then I also remembered, I don't remember the name, But I remember Dan Carlin, who we just recently mentioned before, because he said that there's no white privilege in what's going on with the Oregon militia. And he was, you know, he was basically siding with the oppressor because the oppressor owns the fence, and sitting on the fence with these rock and roll stars and their pedophilia. And when I made the post about the David Bowie and just asking folks like you know, what do you think? The comment section is open to you, and let me know if you want your comment quoted in tonight's episode. And Valen Logo left a comment and said, go ahead and quote it, and said, fuck the policing of the survivor's anger at this rapist being praised. If a survivor calls you out on it, shutting up and listening should be your only response. And that's Valen Loco. That's the only person that said, go ahead and quote them. But there's multiple folks in the thread, and pretty much everybody knows that that my threads are public as all hell. And then I made another one just asking folks in general, like, so, you know, is there anybody that was like, that was the shit to you? And then they're just, and then you come to find out, no. And like in mine was, of course, I've mentioned this person several times over since early 2014, and it's Walter E. Torres. It was just one of the folks that my biological mother knew from the military, Walter and Vivian. They were a married couple, and their son Tony. And they just used to beat the fucking shit out of Tony. But before I realized that they were doing that and I actually saw them doing it, it was just like, man, Walter's the shit, man. Fucking, you know, like he's fucking big, buff motherfucker, 80s buff, you know, sharp haircut, nice house, treats everything like it's hand-carved from glass. You know, worked for his family, cooked for his family. Like, that was the first time that, like, I'd... Because, like, you know, you get the images from television or from visiting someone else's house, and you always see, like, you associate women with cooking. And it's like, I see Walter doing the cooking. Like, he's getting busy in the kitchen. And it's like, he was the shit. But then it's like, oh, you beat the fuck out of that little skinny-ass boy that's your son. Yeah, you know, so it's like, ugh, like that was one of my first Santa Clauses that was killed. Lisa Loco, did you ever have a Santa Claus that got killed?
Not really, because I'm kind of a cynical human being anyway. But I do admit that I did go through kind of an emotional roller coaster with David Bowie today. Not necessarily because I had any particular attachment to the artist themselves. I grew up in the UK in the 80s and early 90s, and a lot of, you know, family friends and family. I grew up tangentially attached to, like, gay subculture in the UK. So David Bowie's music has a lot of... There's some emotional connection and memories there for me. And I went through today and I kind of took all of those apologetic sentiments and kind of ran through them in my head and went each one by one and said, would I apply this logic to Bill Cosby? And when each and every single one of them was no, I was like, you know what? I've got no choice. Like, there's just this is what it is, and it sucks. And, you know, memories attached to that music are going to kind of be icky from now on, but I can't deny that this is the reality of the situation.
And now, Feeny Loco, did you have any Santa Clauses ever get killed? Any point in your life, any Santa Clauses? Maybe me, when you found out I wasn't nearly as smart as when you first interacted, like, oh, no, this guy's, he's a fucking dipshit. I really am, folks.
Oh my God, stop it. Basically everybody I've ever worked with in social justice. ever.
Fair point.
I mean, like, honestly, if we're
what? Really? But what about Amy Rebecca Boyer? I mean, really, Amy Rebecca Boyer is a rebel.
Punch your face in the face. Absolutely not. Yeah, pretty much anybody who, like, is trying to run any sort of, like, organization, page, space, group in social justice, like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm a fart in your belly button and kiss every one of your freckles. Now, let's see here.
What?
You got the chat room up and running.
What? Completely fucked up.
Folks.
Hey, at least it's a kick positive show.
Oh man. Yeah, of course now I'm thinking about every Santa Claus that ever died. Thanks, William.
And it looks like the audio is skipping for Christina Loco. Oh no, you said it's okay. And then Becker Loco caught me yawning. Yeah, I am not resting enough. And also just as I can hear myself talking as I'm speaking, and still no one seems to care that I vocal fry my ass off, that is essentially like my style is vocal fry, and nobody gives a shit. But Becker Loco said they pray to the Grand Twizzler. Ah, my atheist friends. The fucking best. Jesus Christ. Let's see. Oh, and Inside Baseball, Lisa Loco. I'm never actually mad. I just don't communicate well. Let's see. So we got that shit up and running. And then another part of the title, it wasn't just the David Bowie part. The Santa Claus isn't real. Because we keep seeing this shit, folks. Like, if you see somebody, just stop projecting your ideology onto your favorite celebrity because they had one line you agree with, all right? Excuse me. Like in 1995, I think it was very late 95, like Snoop in one of his raps on his Dogfather album, he said some socialist-ass shit. He's not a socialist because he said that. More communist, if you will, like if you really get into the definitions of shit. But fucking, like, I don't sit there and expect Snoop to now just be the ultimate anti-capitalist. Fuck no. He's a Southern Baptist. All right? He's a capitalist motherfucker. All right? But he said some socialist shit, and I enjoy that line, and I move forward. Stop projecting your ideology onto your celebrities. People probably know which one I'm going to mention next. Nicki Minaj is not a womanist icon. Nicki Minaj is a famous person because she likes money and she likes to entertain. She might not even like to entertain. She may have just realized that that's a skill she can harness and capitalize off of and become a rich person, because poor people have a vested interest in finding out what it's like to be rich. Uh-huh. That's why you even know who Nicki Minaj is, because she said, ooh, there's money over yonder. And she went over there and got that fucking money. And I mean, there's gazillions of them, man. And people just see these folks and they think like, that's me. Or like really hardcore rappers. Like street dudes get so caught up in these really hardcore rappers, and like they get surprised that like 50 Cent goes and makes a deal with Vitamin Water, you know, back in like late 2003 and shit like that. It's because he wants to be a fucking business person. He started out doing the street raps because that's where the fuck he was. He was one of you broke niggas in Queens. Now he's not anymore. But then you want to be like, oh, he's fake now. And no, he's a real human being living in capitalism and just finding his way to work within it. That's good pumpkin spice.
Oh, you're ridiculous. And, you know, I think that one of the things, too, with that is to remember that a lot of these people do not operate on our level. We don't operate on their level because they are oftentimes when it comes to politics and social events and current events and social justice, they're just regular people. Like, if you go up to the average person outside of social justice circles and be like, hey, can you give me a list of, like, 25 ableist words, they're going to be like, what the fuck does ableist even mean? Right? Like, that kind of thing. If you, what are, like, the 10 most common rate men? People will not know. You know, so things that are very common in our language, our vernacular, our ideas, are completely unknown to other people. So it's a little bit ridiculous and kind of setting yourself up for failure if you're like, oh, this person is going to represent this very well fleshed out social justice ideology when they don't even know what social justice means. You know, so keep that in mind with who you opt to deify. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah, take a look. All right, the Flash chat is pretty quiet, and it looks like a bunch of people dropped out of the Flash chat. Oh, was I talking about your precious little Bowie? Fuck your precious little Bowie.
Like,
oh man.
Going with the title of the episode, why would you even tune in and think that it wasn't going to hurt your feelings if you were a fan?
I title these episodes like this so extra mega on purpose, and folks are still like, well, maybe it's going to be nuanced. Like, clearly I've chosen a side. Now, if you have an, if you think you have an argument, then you can fucking, you can jump on the line, oh, excuse me, with the time that we have. Jesus Christ. What is this?
Just one of the things that also irritates me is every time a celebrity dies and, like, there's these fans that refuse to acknowledge anything bad they did. Something else that bothers me is they only do it for people that they like. Like, they, I can promise there are people right now who are defending Bowie who would not defend Cosby. And there are people who defend Cosby who will not defend R. Kelly. And there's people who fucking hate R. Kelly, but they will defend the fuck out of a Roman Polanski. Or Woody Allen, right? So, like, which is another huge thing is people don't want to take their own personal perspective out of it. Like, you're only defending this person because you like their music or you like their movies or you like whatever art they produced. But when somebody else is in a similar situation or did a similar thing or engaged in a similar activity, you're like, oh, let's, you know, like, let's crucify that one, but not this one that I like because I like their music. So it doesn't apply to everyone who did this, just the one that I like. And a lot of people don't want to admit, like, their own little, you know, personal prejudices there.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, you goddamn right. Which comes back to that word deify. Like, another word that it's okay to use. It's okay to say that folks are deifying these folks. Let's see, Bag Shoes, said, William, are you familiar with the movie Labyrinth? Cause that's Bowie. I remember the Labyrinth levels in Sonic the Hedgehog on Sega Genesis. I've never seen the film. Remember when Sonic the Hedgehog goes underwater? It's pretty cool, man. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean, some shit does get fucked up. Like, one of my favorite fucking rappers, Gangsta Dresta from Compton, California, Nutty Block Compton Crip. I sit there and I try to play his records and I can't fucking listen to him because he's also a fucking a child rapist, a 16-year-old victim. You know? And people will say, that consensual shit. Like, that's not serious adult informed consent. Like in the pre-show when I was just sitting there talking to Feeny Loco and typing up the blog post and checking the notifications before the program went live. Like oh, excuse me. Whoa, brain fart. Brain fart like a motherfucker. What did I point out in the pre-show?
You pointed out a lot of things in the pre-show.
Shit.
That what we were talking about, like, pedophilia and how someone will say, like, but she looked grown, but she does not look grown.
Oh, that's right. Fucking, because, yeah, teenagers are chill. Like, look at a teenager. They look, they have little heads. They have little heads and they got little fat cheeks. Like, they're fucking, they are big fucking, they are tall children. And like I was pointing out, like, take away all the electronic shit, take away all the entertainment. I mean, all the way down to the television set. Take away all those things and teenagers will go outside and play tag. Teenagers will play because they are fucking children. They are tall children. All right? So when you're some grown ass adult fucking a teenager, you're a child fucker. You fuck children. That's what you do. You're a pedophile and you need to be shot in your fucking face, huh?
Child rapist.
A child goddamned rapist.
Yeah,
I said that as if I said it before you did. Like yeah, like yeah. That was were my words originally.
Mhm.
Ah man.
Yeah, and that was something I just wanted to point out too again because people say like, oh, but you know these girls lie about their age and they look grown or they act grown, and it's like, all right, hypothetically, which they don't, but just hypothetically for the sake of argument. All right, I'll go along with you. This 13-year-old, 14-year-old girl looks like she's 22. All right. Okay, I don't believe you, but all right. Let's say she does. What did they have a conversation about? What is she doing? She's like, oh, I get to go to homecoming next year. I want to buy a dress. And what are adults? I got to pay my taxes. I got to make an appointment with my accountant. I need to talk about my 401k. I have to worry about rent. I have to worry about a mortgage. I have to make a car payment. I need to put gas on my car. How do you have a conversation with a child in a sexualized adult context, right? Like, they want to say, oh, she acts grown. It's like, how does she act grown? What the fuck does she do? Have her own mortgage? The fuck does she do? Own a car when she's 13? You know, but any excuse, I guess, if you're a fan of the arts.
Right? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I also have another, like folks know, on the Facebooks, William J. Jackson or Facebook.com/WineCellarPodcast. It'll take you straight to that same page. And I have a couple of public threads, one directly about this David Bowie person. And the other one is just about you know, like, did you have any fucking Santa Clauses destroyed in them? And you can join the conversation over there. It's an active thread. I'm still getting notifications.
So I wasn't gonna do it, but I think maybe I should say it just because it's one of those things. Like, somebody should probably say it. Talking about Santa Clauses, you know, what, like, the worst Santa Claus to die is, you know, what, like, the absolute worst one is.
I'm actually trying to guess as if that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
America.
America is one. Actually, when you are a child who has been a victim of abuse and everybody tells you go to an adult, so you go to an adult and the adults don't want to deal with it because that's their friend or that's their coworker or they blame you because you brought it on yourself. So for
yes.
Everybody who's upset because their Santa Claus, David Bowie, died today, in the sense that, like, oh, I found out he was a rapist today, and that's really sad. Like, there's also, for every one of him, there's also, you know, dozens upon dozens of children who are victims of what he did who lost all their Santa Clauses and their innocence when they told adults what happened and nobody wanted to help them. So, that's the worst one to go.
Yeah, adults in general. Yeah, adults are fucking, yeah, they tend to be kind of fucking garbage. You know, and I still see grown-ass adults that are having a tough time, and I'm like, ooh, puppy. But, I kind of know, like, in the macrocosm, I'm like, yo, adults, man, fuck them. Like, children are the shit. Like, if the state of Florida wouldn't have considered me an illegal Mexican immigrant, yes, that's actually what the state of Florida considered me. If they wouldn't have considered me that and just let me get an ID card easier, I would have got a job at a daycare in 2007. Like, I had an offer on the table to go work at a daycare, but I didn't have my fucking ID because Florida thinks I'm a Mexican immigrant.
Because Florida is a libertarian wasteland.
Florida is a libertarian wasteland. Oh, man. All right, so let's go ahead and move on over to the other half with a reminder of who we get down with, who we will. Oh, yeah, and today, no Jim Hightower, no news from... Yeah, no Hightower, no news from Pierre Tardif or any of those folks. And, yeah, we are actually, like, literally, like, 50% to 50%. We are really going into the other half. All right, so just a reminder of Bold Blue Media, who we get down with, who we mob with, who we roll with Madison Page. And on the other side, a little bit of news and comment.
If you're more of a reader than a listener, you can peep our written content at socialdissonance.wordpress.com.
If you don't sign up at the Wine Cellar Patreon, then you hate black people.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa. I'm waking up, I feel it in my bones. Enough to make my sense.
You can contact him at @thefatherTeresa. On Twitter.
What do you get when you subscribe to Bold Blue Magazine? How about one convenient place to keep up with state and local Democratic politics? And a place to get a local take on national issues. Plus, interesting and thought-provoking entertainment from around the world. But that's not all. When you subscribe to Bold Blue Magazine, you're helping to elect state and local Democratic candidates. And you're helping to advance state and local progressive causes. And that helps make a difference in the lives of real people in our communities. Because every dollar of your subscription allows us at Bold Blue Media to keep costs for candidate training and services ridiculously low. So that every Democrat who wants to run for office and make a difference can. Choose your subscription level and let's get to work building something great together. Subscribe today.
Wow, that is discrimination.
Nah,
coming from a black man.
That's not the misuse of that word.
Raise my flag, down my clothes. It's the revolution, I suppose. We're painted red to fit right in.
Reading in the Shade with Phoenix Kalida.
Ah, man. I really wish I had more time to get more of the outtakes and mix those in because they're funny. Like when she was working on it, she was like, is it Phoenix Kalida? I like that stuff. And all right. So is there any news that either of you caught before I go ripping into my headlines?
No, I really wasn't on social media much today. No, go ahead.
All right, so just looking at my algorithm of headlines, prosecutors in San Diego, Chicago, and New York fight over El Chapo. Mexican Marines storm a home during an operation to recapture Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Los Mojis, Mexico, in an image from a video taken on January 8th, 2016. And then fucking news about old this Bowie character. Let's see.
I lied. I did have one. The affluenza mom?
Leaving jail tomorrow?
They lowered her bond.
Like, well, yeah. I mean, they're so rich, they can't pay a higher bond.
Her bond was $1 million, and it got lowered to $75,000. It got lowered from $1 million to $75,000 in hearing.
Well, yeah.
I mean, all she did was help her son, who is a murderer, get, you know, try to flee the country because he, you know,
and then,
follow.
You know, because rich people are rich because they're smarter than us, they tried to order a pizza pie from their cellular telephone while they were being tracked.
And the boy tried to pass as Mexican, so, I mean, that's...
He doesn't look like me. The fuck?
Maybe you don't look Mexican either. Also, yeah, by the way, this was in Fort Worth, so I guess in Fort Worth, if you happen to be a white criminal who tries to flee the country with your murdering your child, who is happens to be a murderer, they will give you a $75,000 bond. Which, of course, makes me then want to go back to Baltimore and be like, what was it for breaking car windows? Right. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ over here.
Yeah.
Said word on the placement of Hillary and Bernie. I know that that fool O'Malley is not going to make it. I mean, he was always DJ Spinderella, right? Like,
wow,
Bernie and Hillary were always salt and pepper, and O'Malley was just DJ Spinderella in the background spinning the beats for them. All right,
why
peace out. Becker
like
Loco's got to go. What up?
Why are you doing like that? Really, he was Spinderella? Man. All right.
Yeah. Spinderella. What is going on in the chat room? What is this? Bag shoes. Said there should be a drinking game for when I interrupt myself to segue into something else.
Mm-hmm.
They said we keep making up rules and we'll be wildly drunk in about 5 minutes. Said, so basically we should call this the Hey Podcast Guzzle the Whiskey. Said, I think it should be vodka. That way when we overdo it, the flavor isn't forever ruined. And then Bag Shoes put a huge crying emoticon and said, for me, honestly, it was probably Cosby. Oh, as a Santa Claus that got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did not, I didn't watch growing up. Like, and when I did see, like, clips of it, I was like, this is fucking garbage. But the thing is, the bar had already been raised too high. I'd already seen George Carlin and Married with Children and, like, Michael Douglas movies. And I'd already seen, like, because my biological mother's, you know. And, like, I had already seen Silence of the Lambs. So, like, now you're going to show me Bill Cosby? Fuck off. I'm not watching that shit. Yeah. All right, let's see. Whoa, authorities aren't even sure how many people accidentally got shot at an Ohio gun show. Awesome. All right.
Dear God. All right.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you all the way what. Oh, and just in case some folks didn't hear it, I mean, we can give you a little bit of a little acapella, man, just a little acapella performance, man, I'll tell you what. I don't know if a lot of folks don't understand. Ew, let's take a look here. So that's going to be a closing monologue. All right. So it's all right, stop. For the Second Amendment, Bundy's back on the ranchman mission. The government grabs a hold of my taxes and gives it to wherever jobless blacks is. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Let's go to Oregon and put on a show. We'll take over a spot, show the feds we're back. Run out of supplies, then beg for snacks. damn, we got to deal with y'all haters, making jokes, calling us y'all cater. We're not privileged, try being one of us. Black Twitter keeps making fun of us. Yes, we understand what you're telling me, but we don't think arson's a felony. Tell Obama drone me and cause my splatter. My final words will be all lives matter. ISIS, baby. Yeah. You can find that on the SoundCloud. Go to Wine Cellar Entertainment and look up Vanilla ISIS. All right, so how about a little bit of freedom in your life, man? The authorities aren't even sure how many folks accidentally got shot at an Ohio gun show. I'll tell you what, man. Now,
They did not get shot. They got liberated.
They did, man. I tell you, man, they got the fucking the bullets of freedom.
Wow. That's what we're calling it now?
Yeah, man.
Really?
What? It was just a constitutional discharge. That's all it was, man.
Constitutional discharge. We should start a game called euphemisms. Are we talking about guns or sex?
It's a declaration of gun dependence, man. That's all it was, man.
Gun dependence. It is gun dependence, yeah.
And not only that, but how do you know you're getting a quality product unless you test it out first?
Yeah.
Well.
On flesh.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah,
like,
man.
I mean, it's supposed to damage flesh, so you got to make sure that it actually does before you throw down your hard-earned blue-collar cash on it.
Yeah, see, because the thing is, all y'all folks on the left, y'all the real racists, you see, because what we do is, yeah, sure, we bought the guns so we could shoot black teenagers, but we understand that we're all the human race. So right there at the gun show, we'll practice shooting it on our white brothers because we know that we're all flesh and blood under that there. So we're actually not the racists.
That almost made sense. Almost.
It's coming off the Wilmington News Journal. An accidental shooting injured at least one person Saturday at the Ohio Gun Collectors Association at the Roberts Center in Wilmington. Brian Prickett of the Clinton County Sheriff's Office said one man was injured when there was an accidental discharge of a gun, and another person may have also been struck. He believed that any injuries were not life-threatening ones. Prickett said more details may be available Monday, which is right now. He also stated that the organization running the gun show is a top-notch one that is very safety-conscious and that normally the only loaded guns at the show are ours. He said that to his knowledge, the gun show is continuing.
That doesn't sound right.
Why not?
It's safe, but how did people get shot then if it's safe?
They didn't die.
Nigga, what that got to do with anything? What?
You want to know why it's safe? They're still alive.
Really?
See, because every good, safe, responsible gun owner does target practice with their firearm. That's how it's safe.
See? That's right.
Yeah,
practice makes patriot. You know that.
You're supposed to practice does make patriot, but you're supposed to target practice on targets, not people.
Didn't you get the gun to shoot people?
People
are targets.
Are targets.
Jesus Christ!
Didn't they shoot a bunch of white people?
See.
Yeah.
That's your problem right there. Like, you're stuck on the fence and can't figure out where. That's the problem with being light-skinned. You don't really know where you want to go with things. You're like, oh, do I want to go to this side or that side? Or you're like, NDIRE, you come back to the middle, man. I'll tell you what, man.
Really?
Yep. Acoustic.
Really?
I like that colored woman. She good at singing. She plays her little guitar.
She does.
Oh, man, let's see here. And looking back in my algorithm news, There's still nothing new in women's football, which really, you know what, like, it should suspend news on women's football until there's actual uniforms, and that will be the big news.
Mm.
Until they actually have a fucking face mask. Like, right now, they, like, legit get their fucking teeth knocked smooth the fuck out in some of these hits. Shit's fucking ridiculous, man. All right. Wow, really? What the fuck is this? A little bit of environmental news that we missed from about 13 days ago. Hitching a ride on the Great Pacific Garbage Patch? Is that something? Are people doing that, or is that just what they named the article? Oh, no, no, it's about, okay, I thought humans were riding the patch. No, it's about fish getting caught in the garbage. Because capitalism creating garbage, and then it goes in the ocean. Which, that's where it ought to go. And guess what? There's still no fresh news on my Black Trans Lives Matter algorithms. No fresh news. And that was the hashtag. And then I have Black Trans Lives Matter as four separate words. And there's also no fresh news there either. Like, there's think pieces, but think pieces are not news.
No, they're not.
But how come it's now? And I know Right Wing Watch, they're a much larger organization. But how come, like, now all of a sudden they regularly have Alex Jones clips?
Mm.
It's like, Alex, that's our guy. We do Alex Jones. Now they're,
that happened with biblical gender roles, too, remember?
Yeah, like, we did biblical gender roles, and then I look up, and Tom and Cecil of Cognitive Dissonance are doing, which they're your neighbors, so go talk to them. They actually live near you, so go tell them to stop that shit.
Don't they live in Springfield?
No, that's Drift Glass and Blue Gal.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. And what? The guys over at Thank God I'm Atheist, they fucked with biblical gender roles. Yeah, it's like, it's just fucking, after we always break the mold on some shit and everybody else goes fucking with it. It's like, just
right.
Let the wine start. Like, we were one of the, like, I know that from all the podcasts I listened to, it was the Wine Cellar and Sam Cedar's Majority Report that when Donald Trump first made his speech talking about Mexico is sending over their rapists and their killers and whatnot, we were like, that's a serious candidate that's kind of probably going to run shit.
Anyway, oh, speaking of Trump, did you see that link I sent you earlier today about him?
Oh, son of a shit. Let me see.
On Meet the Press? Awkward.
Oh, fuck. And the homie Margaret Loco, who's actually published, like, this person is, it's very cool. It's like an honor that Margaret Loco would fuck with us, because we're, like, we're small time to, like, where Margaret Loco is. Well, you may have seen Margaret Loco. Like, she writes about, like, the BDSM and whatnot.
Oh.
And she wrote something called Remembering Bowie, the man, the legend, the sexual abuser. So right before we close, we'll get to that, and then let me check out these deals that you just sent me. Where is it? Yeah, you sent me some Trump news. Trump humiliates Constitution, wrong Meet the Press. That's the one?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here? Donald Trump humiliates himself. Okay. I mean, no, he doesn't, because his followers don't care. God damn, what the fuck is with that hair? He should just take a fucking weed whacker to that shit.
Oh.
All right. Let's take a look here. So, birthright citizenship not in the Constitution.
Rotten IRS.
Yeah, it is.
Rotten IRS.
What the fuck? Yes, it is.
Not if you're Trump, it's not. Which
oh.
is weird, because didn't he start the birther movement, basically?
Nah, he followed Hillary Clinton on that one.
Rubio,
sponsored a bill back in Florida, back when he was in the state house, to give in-state tuition for undocumented immigrants. There's a lot of states that allow in-state tuition for the children of undocumented immigrants.
That's Chuck Toad interviewing him.
Immigrants, I've not heard your position on that.
I'm opposed to it.
Totally opposed.
They're here. They're not here legally. I'm opposed to it.
Even kids born to illegal immigrants.
Well, I happen to disagree with the whole concept of anchor babies. I mean, you look at anchor babies.
That's in the Constitution.
No, it's not in the Constitution. If you read and if you look and if you go to the real scholars, like different people that I can give you, they will tell you somebody comes over and they have a baby on our border and it happens to be on this side of the border. We're not mandated to take care of that baby. You do not have to change your Constitution. You may need a vote in Congress, but you don't have to change. Now, there's a debate about that. I don't think it's even close, and I've been on this issue for a long time. No, people have to come into our country legally, Jeff. They have to be here legally.
Holy shit, man. I told you so. He's not smart. But you know what? We told you so. Because we were all in the wine cellar together. So everybody listening in the archive and listening live and co-host, everybody, we were all like, yeah, he's not smart. So we told you so. My goodness gracious, what a fucking goofy, goofy man. All right, and then let's see.
I was also amused that he said the names of constitutional historians or scholars that, like, I know, but I mean, I'm not going to say their names, but, like, you like, message me later, and I'll, like, get that to you.
Oh, yeah. He's like, as a hip-hopper, like, he reminds me of that dude that's like, oh, yeah, I could bust tight freestyles because I just got to get high first and there ain't no weed here. Like, oh, shut the fuck up. You don't rap.
So my favorite Trump meme that's been circulating around lately, I don't remember if it was a Tumblr post or what, but it was someone saying that Trump is basically that kid in class that didn't read the assignment and tries to bullshit their way through the answer.
Oh, God.
And really, who wouldn't want that guy to be president of the United States? I mean, commander-in-chief of... You know, one of the largest militaries in the world, multi-billion-dollar economy, hundreds of millions of people. Like, what could go wrong? What could go wrong?
Yeah, man. All right, so let me just kind of shine a light on and this is theestablishment.co. And this is the homie logo, Margaret Corvid. And like I said, she's published in multiple places.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, okay, I mean, I knew you knew, yeah.
I was like, trying to think of my head, Margaret, but yeah, she is known in the social networks as Magpie. Also, she's a sex worker, so woohoo, professional dom.
And, yeah, and this is also co-wrote by Jody Allard, and so yeah, they wrote this together, and we'll just rip through the first two paragraphs here. David Bowie helped thousands of weirdos and freaks learn to love their authentic selves. He was a musical genius and a cultural icon. He was also a man accused of rape and statutory rape, and those sexual crimes were brushed underneath the mantle of his fame. Bowie, like all of us, was complicated and nuanced. Bowie, unlike all of us, was accused of committing sex crimes. As the world mourns his death today, there's been nothing nuanced about it. It's all Bowie, all the time, with only the tiniest stones allowed to ripple the smooth surface of his legacy. When I read the news this morning, I asked my editor at another feminist publication how she felt about exploring the nuance, the other side of Bowie, that has been lacking from the media coverage. She told me to wait a while and let the mourners mourn. His fans are often members of marginalized communities, and they may be triggered by his death. It's not triggering, I suppose, for the millions of rape and sexual victims to watch Bowie be venerated as an icon when we know he was an abuser, too. It's best if we sit quietly until the world is ready to hear our voices, even though the rape allegations against him first surfaced in 1987. We are used to rape culture, and we are expected to know our place. And after this program is wrapped up and I hit the stop button, I'll get that link up on the Social Dissonance, a Critical Analysis of Justice page on the old Facebook arena there. Oh, excuse me. All right. And, yeah, this is actually this is where we are going to close this gosh darn thing up here because, again, like I want to put – more labor toward the exclusive content for the $5 a month and up subscribers. So I need to do less of this and more of that. But there will always still be this program, just not as much of it, right? Right. You can dig it. I can dig it. We can dig it. So let's see. And so just stop making heroes out of people. Just stop doing it. Just don't do it. It's kind of like on another episode when I said, just stop being a Christian. It's easy. Just stop being a Christian. Stop being a Catholic. It's easy because none of that shit is real anyway. So you're walking away from the intangible. It's not like just walk away from your house or walk away from your job. You got to pay bills. You got to live under a roof and be away from the elements. They're fucking harsh. It's snowing out there. It's storming and there's hurricanes. You do need shelter. You don't need Jesus. And you also don't need celebrity heroes. You don't need political heroes. All right? Obama disappointed you, right? Your vote for Ralph Nader failed, didn't it? Bill Clinton disappointed you. Hillary Clinton is going to disappoint you. For those of us who have actually looked back at some of Bernie Sanders' old voting record, he's disappointing already. What, Elizabeth Warren taking money from Chase Bank? That's a little disappointing. Stop making these people heroes. They're fucking people. They come from the same fucked up society that you come from and that all these fucked up people come from. All right, so be your own hero. You be the shit to you. And then go outside and be a good person in your community, to your environment, right? All the shit around you, the fucking the trees, the leaves, the fucking blades of grass. Be a good person to everything yourself. All right, and also, I know a lot, mostly adults listen to this program. So be a good adult for children and teenagers. All right, that's one of the conclusions I jumped to in the first episode of Mean Old Negro Man. The name of that episode is Jump to Conclusions. And children don't just need, like, some nuclear family mother and father. Children need good adults. And if you look around, you see a bunch of adults that did not have good adults when they were children. So play your part and put in the effort to make more good adults in the future by being good for the children that you're in close proximity of. And that's your wine cellar. Have a good one.
Good night, y'all.
Yeah.